Now, if you go back into the archives at fightingforthefaith.com, you will find something that we've reviewed from Dutch Sheets. This is a guy who hangs out with Patricia King, Stacey Campbell, Todd Bentley, Joshua Mills, and basically the bizarro world of people who claim to be engaged in Christian ministry, from the extreme prophetic gang or website. It's anyway, Dutch Sheets, in this audio that I'm about to play you, claims that he's had a run-in with the spirit of Baal. You know, Baal from the Old Testament. Well, anyway, oh man, the best thing I could probably say here is that what you're about to hear is another example of what we like to lovingly refer to as fractured fairy tales. As you're listening to this, keep in mind that none of the things he's going to tell you regarding his encounter or run-in with the spirit of Baal can be found in Scripture. Although he does bring Scripture into it, it doesn't at all lend any credibility to his fractured fairy tale story. So here is Dutch Sheets' fractured fairy tale and his run-in with the spirit of Baal.
Welcome to Prophetic TV with your host, Elijahlist founder, Steve Schultz. Prophetic TV is a production of Elijahlist Ministries. To find out more, log on to prophetic.tv. Today, Steve's guest is internationally known speaker, author, and pastor, Dutch Sheets.
Well, welcome, Dutch, to Prophetic TV. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Steve.
Introductions have been made. What I wanted to do, Dutch, is get right into this whole thing that you've been teaching for about a year now, mm-hmm. about, you know, everyone's heard about Jezebel. You started getting revelation about Baal. Mm-hmm. And all heck broke loose, shall we say. Tell us the story of that.
Yeah, I was thinking when you said you started to get revelation about Baal, I thought, I got revelation, that's for sure. Well, overnight, it was like someone flipped a switch, and I moved into this in amazing, not in a wonderful way, but in a bad way, season of warfare against me.
Wow. I mean, somebody flipped a switch and he was immediately catapulted into a season of warfare. This sounds dramatic. This sounds... almost too crazy to be true.
I had never experienced anything like this. In fact, I've said several times over the last year that I would have said before this, I could never be surprised by a level of warfare. Now, I know I'm human and I could be taken by surprise. Mm-hmm. I know I can be caught off guard and I'm not perfect.
Now, I want to let you know that Dutch here is not wearing combat fatigues and a helmet and a flak jacket. Apparently, those are not necessary to engage in spiritual warfare or be taken into a season of warfare, especially even with the spirit of Baal. We continue.
But I would have said I didn't think any level mm-hmm. of spiritual warfare would ever surprise me, because that's the life I live.
Right.
As a forerunner and what I do in the nation, I experience it all the time.
But he's a what? He's a forerunner? Forerunner of what? Well, you know, I can outdo him. He's a forerunner. Well, I'm a 5 and 6 runner. Yeah.
One day I woke up and it was like, really, truly, all hell did break loose. It mm-hmm. was like financially, oppression, mm-hmm. my body, everybody I was associated with. Mm-hmm. And it was just horrible. And
after that includes me, by the way. I think we've both talked off camera and we've said we've had this pretty much the worst year of our lives this year.
Oh, it has been the worst and the best.
And the best.
Because as I've persevered, I have broken through in so many ways. And for the nation, I know it's been a good year.
Yeah.
But it has been the most difficult because of the warfare.
So what was this word?
Well, as I began to experience this after 2 weeks, and it just didn't go away. Uh-huh. I finally called my friend Chuck Pearson and said, Chuck, do you have a word for me? Do you have any idea what this is? And he said it was, he said, he began to prophesy on the phone. He said, it's the spirit of Baal, which I said,
oh, no. His buddy said it was the spirit of Baal. Whatever shall we do? The spirit of Baal from the Old Testament? No, it can't be.
Baal. I mean, Elijah dealt with Baal. I knew that I had for years been sort of a forerunner in the war against Jezebel.
Right.
Can you get a medal for that? I mean, he was a forerunner in the war against Jezebel. What does that sentence mean? I thought Elijah, you know, from, you know, 2 Kings. Yeah, never mind.
Wars against the prophetic.
We've left the Bible reservation a long time ago. We're pretty much at this point spiritually off-roading.
Elijah dealt with Jezebel, and I thought, well, I understand that. But it had never really occurred to me that Baal was a spirit. Mm. It was a religious system. But I'm thinking, Jezebel, but I realized then, okay, this is...
Yeah.
...is a principality.
So you're saying, in a sense, that Baal was over Jezebel. He was a higher level.
Jezebel put Baal in her name. Baal is a word, a name for Baal.
Okay.
So she actually named herself after Baal. Her father's name, Ethbaal.
By the way, here comes the little bit of biblical information that supposedly is lending credibility to this story that, Dutch Sheets claims that he's a forerunner in the war against Jezebel. I have no idea what that means.
Means with or near Baal. And she raised up not prophets to herself, but prophets to Baal.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if you just basically sit here like I am and sound like you're interested in a very serious way, it lends credibility. Yeah, wow, that's... I had never thought of that, man. Dude, yeah, wow. Uh-huh.
Baal. But Jezebel was under Baal.
So why in 2007 did we get a sudden onslaught of Baal?
Well, because we...
Yeah, in 2007, a sudden onslaught of Baal. It was all over the international media. It wasn't.
We had come to a point in this prayer movement and what God was doing, has been doing in America. We had come to a point where...
The fact that these guys are actually saying these things with a straight face, there's a couple of options here. They either really believe this stuff or they're just really good con men. They're sitting there going, okay, let's record this stuff and put a straight face on it because... when this gets out, those gullible Christians, we throw in some biblical terminology, they're going to be sending money to us like crazy for us to help fight Jezebel and to fight Baal because, they don't want, oh, man, that Baal guy, he was bad news back in the Old Testament. The last thing they want to have is Baal running rampant again here in the modern church. I mean, thank God for such warriors like Dutch Sheets that he's a forerunner in the battle against Baal and Jezebel. We better send in money for the war cause. Maybe they can sell war bonds.
God was ready to identify this spirit, and we had now the ability to overthrow this spirit. And I believe the warfare broke out because this spirit also recognized what was happening, the signs that, I'm about to be exposed here. This movement has come to a point of dealing with me and literally began to fight for its life in a sense, not its existence literally, but its hold on America.
On America, yeah.
So Chuck says to me, this is not about you. It's about the nation. And because of what you carry for the nation, that's why you're feeling this. And you need to go into a season of prayer and fasting and study this and find out from the Lord what's happening and let us know and lead this fight. And so as I studied the spirit of Baal.
Yeah, you better. Mm-hmm, right, yeah.
I came to realize, because of the signs that I saw and the word studies that I did, I came to the realization, and I'm confident of this because it's not only something I felt, but leaders around the nation have affirmed this, that the strong man, or one of the strong men over America, has been the spirit of Baal. It's a structure. It's not just one spirit. It's a Baal system.
And what does it do? What is it?
It's behind the murder.
Yeah. And where can you back any of this up from the Bible? I mean, where? Huh?
The death.
Maybe he's been out on an advanced spiritual recon mission.
Culture. Molech, I'm convinced, is under Baal. So we say, you know, the babies have been aborted, have been sacrificed to Molech. Well, Molech was under Baal in the worship, in the Canaanite worship system.
Not exactly true there, Dutch. Do you know anything about Molech? By the way, those who worshipped Molech never actually addressed him as Molech. There's a reason why, too, by the way. Molech is the Hebrew word that means shame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible authors refused to address Molech by his proper name. Those who worshipped said deity, his name was Melech. Melech. Melech, by the way, is Hebrew for king. So Melech was the king of the gods. Just want to point that out to you. And and the authors of the Old Testament, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, never referred to Melech by the name of Melech. They always changed the vowel to Molech. Molech meaning shame. Actually, I think that come to think of it, that the vowel there here is, that's Masoretic. So the Masoretes, they would always put in Molech. So it wasn't the Holy Spirit that did that. Anyway, the point being is that Molech is not his name. Melech is his name. And for the good Hebrew boys who were in charge of the Old Testament, didn't refer to him as Melech. They couldn't bring themselves to do it. It was always Molech. Just want to point that out.
So the spirit behind the death and destruction, even the cutting, we started studying this spirit, and we realized that one of the things the prophets of Baal did to get Baal to answer them was they cut themselves on Mount Carmel. They were cutters.
And now they're doing that.
And in our culture today, where have we come to, a whole generation now, that to deal with their trauma and their emotional problems, this cutting that's going on in the youth. And
By the way, the yes, there are people, there are kids who cut themselves. That has nothing to do with Baal worship or the spirit of Baal. Oh, man.
In fact, some of them say, I only get relief when the blood begins to flow. It's a sacrifice to Baal. The violence, the murder, but it's also the spirit behind the perversion. One, you know, the cult prostitutes, the homosexuality, all that was under the Baal worship.
It's almost like the one of the highest principalities.
Oh, I'm certain of it. I believe that for God, what Michael or Gabriel would be as archangels, I believe Baal is to Lucifer. Mm. I believe it's that higher ranking spirit. Mm. It was the leading spirit over all those Canaanite gods and those giants that were so demonized. Baal was the system of worship over all of it. It goes back to Babylon. It goes back to Genesis.
So how does a Dutch Sheets and all the people that you're associated with, how do you take on this thing without getting creamed? Because, you know, we've been worried about, praying amiss so that we don't get taken out. How do you?
Oh, yeah, this ought to be interesting. You know, what do you do to make it so you don't get taken out? I mean, you don't want to get creamed by Baal. Oh, boy.
Take on that thing.
Well, I think several things. First of all, you don't try to do it by yourself.
Right.
It has to be a body, the body of Christ, a team.
Okay, so if you don't want to get taken out by Baal, make sure you use the buddy system. That's principle number one.
A movement, a group.
Yeah.
You don't go after this by yourself.
Yeah.
But I think secondly, you have to know that you're moving in the timing of the Lord, because We couldn't have done
that. And how do we know that? You got to know that you're moving in the timing of the Lord. What on earth does that mean? Is there some kind of heavenly clock that or watch that I a watch that I can get that's, you know, that's synced to the heavenly time clock? What are you talking about?
This 10 years ago, this thing had not been weakened enough. So the repentance that's taken place in America, the prayer, the fasting, the worship, the prophetic word of the Lord, all of these things work together and have weakened this system. And then and I think even when you come to that point, you don't get deliverance for this or get it overthrown by screaming at the devil.
Right.
Or screaming at demons.
Yeah. Right.
I think what we had to do was move back into a relationship with God. I think I can say it best this way. Baal called himself the Lord of Covenant.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Can you...
Baal Berith means the Lord of Covenant. So what Baal always tried to do was replace God.
Baal was an idol made by man.
Well, this is what Lucifer tries to do. I'll get the worship due to God. I will be like God.
Mm.
And so the name Baal means marriage or husband.
Whoa, wow.
So we're supposed to be, God said, the Lord, your maker, is your husband. Well, what does Baal try to do? Baal tries to get us to come into a covenant, if you will.
Almost like a marriage.
Okay, by the way, they're using words, English language, if you would. These sentences don't mean anything.
But an alliance, a joining with him, because when you worship demons or you sacrifice to demons, whether you know you're doing it or not, you are aligning with them. You are coming into a joining with them. And so what through Baal worship, Israel would come out of covenant with God as their husband, Baal, Berith, Lord of or husband of covenant, and they would move into an alignment with him.
It's called idolatry. They would reject the God of Israel and worship Baal. This is not rocket science here.
And so he would say, you know, through Hosea and the prophets, you must divorce, you must break your marriage with Baal and re-covenant with me. And that's what that picture was all about in that prophetic book of the Bible. So what the Lord began to say to me was this.
Those words there, anytime you hear somebody talking like that, run or hide your checkbook. Yeah, I'm serious. You know, put it under lock and key. Throw pens away, hide your ATM cards, your credit card, everything. You know, just you hear. The Lord was saying to me, really? I mean, wow. So we should assume that, you know, because God's talking to Dutch Sheets, that he's so much holier than we are. And, you know, of course, he is one of the four runners. I'm a five or six runner myself in the battle against Baal and Jezebel.
This country has broken covenant with me, and I don't...
When did the United States have a covenant with God? So God told you, Dutch Sheets, that the United States had, quote, broken covenant with him. When did the United States make a covenant with God? I am very familiar with the founding documents of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Maybe it's some obscure thing that happened while I wasn't looking. How can you break a covenant if you haven't made a covenant?
I don't mean necessarily literally trying to make a covenant, but has joined...
this is not a literal covenant. Okay, well, that makes it all better now. See, God, the United States says broken covenant with God, but he doesn't mean a literal covenant.
Joined through the sin and the idolatry and the shedding of